You fall short 5-1, but then you bounce back in game two and hit the ball the best so far this season. You had three doubles just from Melsha alone, but pretty much everybody through the lineup was getting some hits, and it looked like the bats woke up a little bit.
Yeah, it was good to see that we came to life a little bit there. We started pretty slow in the first game, and I think it was just, you know, partly to do with the layoff we had, not playing for a full week and not, you know, getting outside and getting in full practices and getting all our reps in, but it was good to see that we came around the second game.
Let's talk about that first game. They were able to score four runs in the first two innings, and there was two RBI double in there, and they were able to take advantage of a couple walks as well. But they took that 4-0 lead, and it was obviously not playing as sharp as you had hoped.
No, we weren't getting ahead of the hitters like we usually do with our pitching. You know, last time Matty pitched, he was consistently getting ahead with his first pitches. You know, he was always had the hitters down 1-2, 0-2 consistently, and we were getting behind today. So we were throwing, you know, 3-1 pitches or full count pitches or 2-2 pitches, and they were seeing good pitches and they were hitting them.
Then he was able to settle in the fourth inning. He retired the side 1-2-3 fashion, had a ground out to first, to second, and then a strikeout. But then he ran into just maybe throwing too many pitches as well.
Yeah, it looked like he kind of ran out of gas. There was, you know, I was kind of watching him pitch, and it looked like he was just kind of leaving himself short, wasn't using full range of motion with his mechanics. But, yeah, I think he's got better games ahead of him.
You were able to keep battling, though. You were able to score a run, and you had a threat going there in the seventh inning, and you have to be happy with how your team was kept fighting all the way till the end.
Yeah, it's always good to see that we don't lay down. I mean, there was definitely some good things to take away from that first game, but we just came out pretty flat, and like I said, it's, you know, just because we hadn't practiced all week and we hadn't played well. I mean, we had a couple of practices, but they weren't that great. You know, we're practicing in the arena and then kind of trying to practice at the field and then shuffling equipment back and forth, and it was kind of a gonger, but hopefully we'll get into a little bit better routine and a little better rhythm here going forward.
You go into game two, and the first two innings, you weren't able to get much going, and then you had three runs on four hits in the third inning, and you had, a single for Lucas Miller after an out. You get another single from Contreras, and then Grayson Ecker doubles in a run, and then Blake Melsha has a two RBI double, and you take a 3-0 lead. How big was that to score the first runs?
It was really big. You know, we had some really hard hit balls today. I was hoping that was going to happen because, you know, this week for the little practice we had, we worked on some hitting mechanics and some things with our swing and our load and our timing. So I was happy to see that we finally came around because we were really slow in the first game. But even like there was times in the first game where we hit some pretty hard balls right at their players. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I was pretty happy.
Then in the fourth inning, you're able to add another run. Isaiah Dynarski reaches on a walk, and then with two outs, Lucas Miller gets a hold of one and gets an RBI double, and your seniors really hit the ball well in that second game especially.
Yeah, they stepped up for sure. It was good to see them hit some hard balls. That's what we expect out of them, and hopefully they can keep doing that the rest of the year.
You were able to score three more runs in the fifth. You had three more runs in the sixth. You added an insurance run in the seventh. Melsha, he had three doubles on the day. He was 3-for-3 and four runs batted in, and he had a nice game both at the plate and on the mound.
Yeah, that was big. You know, Blake's one of our seniors. He's a great leader, and he's been working really hard this year, and he's been coachable too. And I just it's nice to see that when you work with kids and you teach them things, that it pays off on during games and in the field. So it was great to see.
How about Gavin Luchny's? He got the start in game two and pitched very well for you.
Yeah, first outing of the year. I thought he pitched pretty well. He might have ran out of gas there towards the end, and I pulled him out of the game. It seemed like he was losing a little bit, but no, for his first outing, I thought he threw really well.
We talked about Melsha and Miller. They were both 3-for-4 in the game for you, so you like to see that, but you had hits all the way throughout the lineup, and even players that didn't get hits, they put the ball in play and hit the ball well.
Yeah, for the most part, but I mean, we're still striking out too much, and I think that hopefully that'll come with once we get our timing down. I think it's just a timing thing right now, honestly. Like, we're not seeing a lot of pitches because we're not playing a lot of games. Yeah. So as the season goes and as we see more live pitching and play more games, I think that'll come around, and I think we can only get better from here on out.
And with the two games today, you definitely improved from the first pitch to the final out of game two.
Yeah, it was good to see. Like I said, we showed a little bit of resiliency and some guts coming back and not laying down to a pretty good team, and the other pitchers were throwing strikes, but we were getting some good bats on balls, I thought. Like I said, we were hitting the ball hard, and a lot of them were right at their players. But, yeah, if we can cut down on the watching the third strike, there's nothing that bothers me more than seeing guys watch the third strike, especially with runners on base. But the more games we play, that'll get better.
I want to ask you about game one then. There's Coach, thanks for talking with us. And, well, you continue a busy week here later this week, and we'll talk to you then.
All right. Thanks a lot.
That is the head